Well, welcome everyone. Make yourself comfortable and let us begin. So, eons ago, long before the fallen consciousness, we who were destined to become humans operated in the full awareness of ourselves as a soul spirit. Our spirit, which is eternal, was created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. As light beings preparing to experience more form, we were provided a 12th dimensional template that included 12 fully functioning DNA strands, which assisted us in remembering who we were as a spirit. This helped us maintain our connection to Source as we freely went back and forth through dimensional sequences in various states of matter. And this worked great for a very long time. So what happened that disconnected us from all but two strands of DNA? Well, many things occurred over a period of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years that fractured the original template. So let us fast forward through eons of time to Atlantis. We are well versed about what occurred in Atlantis, which resulted in humankind's most current fallen state. It is my belief that some of the disconnections of our DNA occurred organically as consciousness fell, and we descended into lower and lower dimensional states. As we continued descending, we no longer had access to the DNA strands that functioned in the higher dimensional states, and they became dormant through inaccessibility. There was also the intentional interference, manipulation, and distortions that rendered less and less access to our DNA. So with the loss of access to most of our DNA strands, we unfortunately lost remembrance of our cosmic and personal histories. So that brings us to where we are today. Geneticists say that most humans currently on the planet are operating with three DNA strands, and that each strand of DNA should have 12 chromosomes. That means there should be 36 functioning chromosomes in each human alive today. That, however, is not the case. Today, humans only have 23 active chromosomes. So where are the other 13? And isn't it interesting that the number 13 presents itself here? So let's go a bit further down the rabbit hole. We are all aware that the feminine aspect of creation has been successfully silenced and denigrated throughout the ages. There's more. The genetic coding in the female body was tampered with. Our chromosomes, which are part of our DNA and genetic coding, are passed through the mother's line to their children. The DNA and RNA of women, who are the mothers, was manipulated so that their children could never be whole. Take a breath. That statement probably hits some of you deeply and energetically in your heart center, as well as your physical and emotional bodies.